Hey everyone, and welcome to a special week on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm Chuck Peters, your host, and this episode is our first in a week-long series of conversations related to how we minister to families. As we count down the days, just 7 weeks, until our National Etch Conference, our team felt like taking a deeper dive into some of the most important content that we'll be discussing at this year's event. So that led us to hosting Family Ministry Week. And this is the first episode in Family Ministry Week. If you have not yet registered or you know of someone that needs to come to the Etch Conference, stay tuned because at the end of this episode, we have a limited time offer just for our podcast listeners. In the meantime, here's today's featured conversation with Eric Geiger. Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I am your host, Chuck Peters, and I'm joined again by my partner in ministry, Jana Magruder.
Hey, everyone.
Director of Lifeway Kids. Hey, Jana, good to have you. And today, our special guest is our very own Dr. Eric Geiger. Eric serves
Hey, Eric.
Hey. Hey.
That's my boss, y'all.
What up?
Kind of nervous.
Boss is in the house.
I have to interview
that's what
my
I want to do. I told my whole goal is to intimidate today. That's what I'm trying to do.
Scared.
It will be a fun episode, so stay tuned, listeners. So for those of you who have not yet met Eric, he is the VP of the Church Resources Division here at Lifeway Christian Resources. He has a doctorate in leadership and church ministry from Southern Seminary. He's a teaching pastor. He's been a pastor vocationally. He continues to pastor and speak at churches on an interim basis. He's a frequent speaker, a consultant in church missions and strategy. I'm not sure that there's anything pastoral that Eric doesn't do.
Well, most importantly, this summer, he was a Centricate
pastor.
He was
a camp pastor. Yeah. Put that on the resume.
It was awesome. I loved it. It was a highlight. It was a highlight of my summer, highlight of our family summer. Our kids, they are Centricate junkies now. They loved it. It was so awesome. Thanks so much for letting me be a part.
Oh, we were honored to have you, and mm-hmm. so were our churches. I mean, once you've been to Centricate, there's nothing like it.
You get
to come back.
Yep.
So awesome.
Listeners, if you haven't been, we want to invite you to come as a guest. And if you're interested in that, you can contact me at chuck.peters@lifeway.com, and we will set up a tour for you. So let's figure that out later. For now, let's get back to Eric because we have just a little time with him. So Eric's also an author. He's incredibly prolific with his writing on his blog, but also he's written several books, including church leadership books like Simple Church, which is huge, and Designed to Lead. So Eric, thank you again for being here, and let's get to our topic.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
So we want to talk today about coming together within our ministries in the church. There are, in a lot of churches, the kids ministry leader may or may not have a great connection with their senior pastor in terms of the mission and vision and strategy of ministry. We may not have a connection to student, what's happening in the student wing. And this whole idea of being isolated is really not best for the family. And so we want to set you up to put some handles on this for us. What's the problem? What's the scenario? Is this common? Take us there. How can we relate better within the church as kids leaders?
It's very common. I remember when, after the book Simple Church came out, I started doing consultations with churches on their discipleship strategy. And this was very, very common. I would ask the church before I went and met with them to send me any kind of documentation that would have their vision statement or mission, their strategy for discipleship. What was their discipleship process? And the most common thing that I would get in the mail would be a packet of a bunch of brochures. So there'd be the kids ministry brochure, the student ministry brochure, the groups brochure, the senior adult brochure, the worship ministry brochure. I could go on and on. And so I would thumb through those. And most common would be that every single ministry had its own purpose statement or its own mission statement. And so even just looking at it before I would get there, it would feel like this isn't really one church moving in the same direction as much as it's a whole bunch of sub-churches that just happen to share the same address and the same church logo. And so that'd be the initial impression. And I would get there, and you would have a kids ministry leader who could be super gifted. I mean, great at loving on the families, speaking to the kids, or maybe not the great up front with the microphone person, but phenomenal at details and execution and organization and recruiting, just tons of volunteers. I mean, we know kids ministry, I believe, is the most volunteer intensive ministry in the church.
Absolutely.
And so
I'm glad you said that.
you often have, I mean, it's really not one ministry. It's preschool, it's elementary. And then it's, if you have some type of safe and secure check-in, that is a whole another slew of volunteers that are running that. So it's just a lot, it's volunteer intensive. And so oftentimes the kids ministry leader who's recruited is super sharp, very gifted. And then I think what happens is the pastor or the executive pastor, whatever the structure is there, is just so grateful to have a capable leader in that space that it's like, hey, whatever you want to do, just run. And that can be an honoring thing to hear. Whatever you want to do, just run.
Mm-hmm.
But what can often happen is that ministry runs out of step with the whole church as a whole. Now, sometimes in defense of the kids ministry leader, it's that the church as a whole isn't giving a mission. The church as a whole isn't giving a clear process of discipleship. And so the kids ministry leader is like, I mean, I've got to add this to what I'm responsible for. And so that was probably, Chuck, what I would notice some. And then coming into the role at Lifeway, I've noticed even more, and not from a philosophy standpoint, but this has even been more concerning. I've noticed at times you'll have a kids ministry, a student ministry, a groups ministry. Not only do they not coordinate on here's what we want people to learn over time, but oftentimes they don't even have any idea what each other's teaching or the content that's being given. And so not only is there not coordination, there's not even knowledge. Mm-hmm. It can easily be multiple churches under the same banner as opposed to one church in the same direction.
Right. And so oftentimes we refer to that as ministry silos.
Right.
And there's not a lot – that's such a self-explanatory term because you automatically get it.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly not. Obviously not. It's really hard to talk about. But it's true. You know, our team goes on the road a lot. We talk with churches all the time, and we hear this over and over again, ministry silos. So what have you seen from your role as executive pastor and even from your role now about the ramifications of that? What is the fallout from having an ministry silos that exist in your church staff structure?
That's good. So let's go to the macro level and the micro level. So the macro level would be the church as a whole. So you could say the flock. And then the micro level would be an individual person, the sheep. And so at the macro level, the problem with silos is there's failure to leverage everybody in the same direction. And so there's, instead of collective momentum and collective energy moving towards a goal, there's a whole lot of sideways energy moving towards a whole bunch of little goals. So that's the detriment to the whole. And then when you think about the individual, so think about I mean, this is why we're in this. We're in this for that family whose kid just went to middle school this year, their oldest son, and then their younger daughter is in second grade. And so you don't want it to feel like when that sixth grader went to middle school this year that he almost went to a different church.
Right.
And there's no seamlessness between what's being taught I don't mean necessarily they were in Romans 7 at the end of fifth grade and now they're in Romans 8 starting sixth grade.
Yeah.
I don't mean it at a granular level. I mean more a philosophical, here's what we value, here's what we teach. Directionally, this is the kind of ministry you're going to receive from our church in terms of kids ministry, in terms of student ministry. And so if there isn't that seamlessness, I just don't think we're doing what's best for mom and dad in providing them an environment that is most conducive for their kid to grow and for them to even be able to partner with their kid because they have an idea about what's the goal, you know, what's being talked about.
Right. So then on the flip side, if you can identify that as a problem, then what would be the benefits of actually breaking those silos down?
Yeah, it would be the flip side. It'd be there's now instead of just sub-ministries. It's a partnership at the macro level. So the kids ministry and the student ministry, they're not fighting for the same volunteers. They don't view it that way. They view it as, hey, here we are together moving in the same direction. And then at the micro level for the family, and we know that sometimes there's the strategy and then there's the actual execution of the strategy, which is often where the challenge is. But at least the family has a picture of here's what's going to happen to my kid and my student as we're engaged in this church. And so the families are cared for more intentionally.
So then as a senior pastor, how can a senior pastor lead change with, say, their student leader and their kids leader who may be operating in these silos, like you said, because they've done such a great job and they're staying in their space? How can from an executive or senior pastor level, how can they help lead that change?
I really think it's they spend time with the kids ministry leader and the student ministry leader. And if they just would, and I know senior pastors care, but oftentimes senior pastor and executive pastor, I spend most of my time in local churches and executive pastor, we can get so consumed with what happens in the quote unquote, the big room, you know, where the big people are,
right, that
we forget that the Holy Spirit's moving in all the other environments,
yeah.
That the same word is in all the other environments as well. And so the senior pastor, the executive pastor, they've got to care about those other environments as much, if not more so, than they care about what's taking place in the big room. And so if it starts with that, that's going to then cause them to say, just relationally, to get people together and say, what are we trying to accomplish? Or, I mean, okay, senior pastor, it's today is working on the killer open illustration for a sermon.
Right.
And so, man, spend some time thinking about how kids and students and their families are being connected seamlessly in the life of your church.
And so I think, you know, in our space, we're talking to the kids ministers, the kids leaders. They would love that, I think, mm-hmm. You know, to have my senior staff bought in and wanting to be inclusive of what we're doing. And it's possible maybe that's the kids leader who's listening to us right now, who said, you know what, that's right, we need that. We need this in my church. How can they appropriately lead up with that kind of idea?
That's a great question. Because you don't want to manipulate, right? So you don't want to.
Right. We don't want to be divisive. We don't want to be manipulative.
Right. You don't want to do that. You don't want to. You don't want to show up and tell your senior pastor that they're doing a horrible job.
Right. Or you're doing it wrong, and I have a better way.
Well, that's why I asked Eric that question, because I'm hoping that their senior pastors tuned in because you're on the podcast and
right.
They're hearing, oh, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
But for but to start that conversation,
yeah.
You know, from
yeah.
a practical point of view, from the
it?
Kids' position.
So here's how I suggest you do it if you're the kids' leader, their student leader, is you pay attention to what your senior leader's passionate about. Maybe it's he's preached on loving our city for 6 weeks in a row, or he's walking through the book of Colossians and the supremacy of Christ is just constantly being laid before the people. I'm looking for, if I'm the kids ministry leader, the student ministry leader, who's wanting to show the power of us being on the same page, I'm looking for things that he's saying that I can show connections to things that we're doing in our kids ministry. And then whenever we meet, I'm wanting to show how, hey, you said this. Let me show you what we're doing in our kids ministry as a result of this. That will then plant some seeds in that leader's mind as, oh my goodness, I can give direction and I can actually impact people outside of the big room. And so you lead up, not in a manipulative way, but actually showing, hey, your words and the direction, your vision that you're giving, it does go broader than just this one environment. And then I think that's what will cause that senior leader to think, wow, I can have a part in something outside of this.
Now, there are multiple ways that we can come together. You had mentioned it may not necessarily mean that we're teaching the exact same verse every week, What are some of the ways that we can come out of our silos and that we can partner or collaborate that are practical things that we can do?
So here's one. Get the student ministry leader and the kids ministry leader together and say, okay, what's the purpose statement or mission statement that we both lead with when we're training our volunteers, and see if they're the same. If they're different, you know, can we connect these? Can we connect these two? That's one. Another is, do we have the same kind of background check? You know, does it feel like when someone's applying or being recruited to serve in the kids ministry that they go through the same process as when they are serving in the student ministry? So, you know, let's unite the language. You can centralize the thinking without centralizing the staff. So it's, you know, do we have the same type of approach? And let's get on the same page on some of those basic things. That would go a long way in showing the people that we're together.
And now some churches do choose to go with an aligned approach to their curriculum choice. Can you speak a bit to the pros potentially of aligning on your curriculum?
Here to me the biggest pro is if parents have kids in multiple age groups, that the conversation around the dinner table can happen more easily for the mom and dad because their kids are directionally studying in the same type of manner. That to me, it's not about being able to say everybody in our church is studying the same thing. That's cool, but what's that mean to me? If it doesn't mean we're helping families have conversations, then we just have this nice little cute bragging point that doesn't do anything.
Right.
And so, I mean, I want it to me, if it helps the conversation at home, that's when it's a win.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so we want to talk about Etch for just a little bit. You're speaking at Etch, which we're so excited to have you back as a keynote.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we're honored.
I noticed this. I don't know if you noticed this. I was gonna tell you, but now since we're in front of all your listeners, I'll just tell you in front of everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
it's the only Tennessee Titans Monday night football game this year is the same day as Etch. So it's going to be completely happening in downtown Nashville. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun. Okay.
It's going to be a fun vibe.
So listeners, you need to know that Music City Center, where we are hosting the Etch Family Ministry Conference, sits in the middle of downtown Nashville. And there is lots going on in downtown Nashville, especially when the Titans are playing and there's all kinds of fun going on.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a
clean fun, right, boss?
Some of it's good. We'll be good, clean fun.
And now Titans fans are not quite as rabid as Predators fans.
Right.
So we conveniently scheduled this, you know, in Titan season, not in the hockey season, because they'd be shutting down the streets. Titans fans are a little bit more reserved because we don't win that often.
That's right.
This is the year.
Come on, Marcus. Let's go.
Mariota, let's go.
All right. So, but you will be up against the Titans then on Monday night because you're our
choices
keynote leadoff speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. The only reason I know that is because I want to take my kids to a game this fall.
Not that.
A Titans game. And most of the games are right at noon, and I'm preaching most weeks, and so I can't make that one. And so there's only two games I could make. One was Monday night football, and then one of them was there's a 3 o'clock game, and so I'm like, I'm speaking at Etch. I can't do the Monday night. Actually, I would prefer to speak at Etch, Jana. It's the better place to be.
Great.
That sounds like another episode, another whole podcast,
yeah.
And how to buy tickets. And
would you rather?
Yeah. So okay, but Etch is October 16, 17, 18 in Nashville at the Music City Center. Eric will be there. He is our featured leadoff keynote. Where were you going,
awesome.
Jenna? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I forgot. Oh, are you going to have like really cool props in your talk this year?
I'm going to do like Ed Stetzer. I'm going to make a kid out of concrete.
That's a great memory.
You just asked me that as if now I feel some pressure. Are you suggesting that
you plan 2 years in advance. So.
Oh, gosh.
Man, I saw that giant tippy scale thing that you did at SBC.
Yeah.
I was hoping
that
would come out.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh, you want the scale?
We can talk offline. I want the scale. The scale's really cool.
All right, so let's bring this back around. So the Etch Conference, we're talking about coming out of our silos that isolate us and separate us. The Etch Conference is something that we reinvented last year. It was the first kickoff year to move just beyond a kids ministry event. It used to be called KMC, Kids Ministry Conference, and we made this Etch as a family ministry conference for kids leaders, for student leaders, for next-gen right. pastors, so that we can come together with our right. whole team to get together with others who are like-minded yep. to help us determine those essentials, those commonalities, and to do that. So mm-hmm. listeners, we invite you to come to Etch. You can find information at etchconference.com on registration. There will be a special deal that we'll be announcing at the end of this episode that you'll be able to find out how you can come to Etch at a special rate as a listener of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. And it's going to be a great time. So we encourage you to get there. You can meet Eric face-to-face and spend time hanging out with me and Jana and some other thought leaders in kids ministry, student ministry, family ministry. So be there or be square.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a great – I love the event. It's going to be – I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, and as a if we haven't talked about it yet, our theme this year is nothing less. Did you know that, Eric?
I love the quote it comes from, the Tozer quote.
Yeah. Yes. Can you quote it for us?
Nothing less than a whole Bible can make a whole Christian.
There you go. It. Boom. So that's where it comes from. So we're really going to be honing in on biblical literacy in the family, all the way down to the kids level. So that's where we're headed. And that's why we want you to do the scale talk, because I know you talk a lot about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So now there's no pressure, but I need a large scale.
Yes. But we have one, right?
That's a good question. It was
did
in
it
Phoenix.
Make it back from Phoenix?
Yeah, that's a good question. I need to find out.
You can put a kid in one side and minister on the other side, and we'll see how to balance it out.
Just weigh them out.
Well, Eric, thank you for your time. Thank you for talking with us. It's a privilege to have you take some of your valuable time out to talk to our audience. So, man, we appreciate you. Thanks.
I enjoyed it. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Eric.
And listeners, we do want to invite you to join us here in Nashville for the Etch Family Ministry Conference, October 16, 17, and 18, up against the Titans Monday Night Football game. We want you to be here. And so find out more information at etchconference.com. And I want to share with you a free resource that we have put together that's related to coming out of your ministry silos. So we have a free family ministry resource that you can find at lifeway.com/family-ministry-essentials. And here you'll find information on three essentials for ministry that Lifeway Kids and Lifeway students have partnered on that we share in common so that we are not functioning in silos. And they may be things that apply to your church as well. There are leadership resources that you can have conversations about with your team. And lots of pertinent blog posts and podcast links from Lifeway Kids and Lifeway Students. So find out more at lifeway.com/family-ministry-essentials. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. We'll see you back here. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. Again, we would love for everyone to join us at this year's event happening October 16th through 18th right here in Nashville. You can find all the details at our website, etchconference.com. Now for this week only, if you register using the code ETCHPODCAST, all one word, ETCHPODCAST, you will get 10% off each ticket. This is an offer just for you, our podcast listeners, so take advantage of it before the end of the week. Again, the code to use is ETCHPODCAST at checkout to get the discount. Visit etchconference.com to learn more about this year's event and to register, and do that today to take advantage of this offer. Thanks again for listening, and join us again tomorrow for another special episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.